You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere.
Good morning, Julie London here.
People who are born in May dress their hearts in Sunday clothes. Though they're sometimes burned, they're unconcerned. Their love just grows and grows. People who are born in May, I've heard tell, should always try to search around until they found someone born in July. Strange how a distant star controls our destiny, and wonderful when it's happening to people like you and me. The people who are born in May need the folks born in July, and the folks born in July like me will always feel the need to be at home in their arms forevermore, thanking every star in the heavens for the people born in May.
Like Bing Crosby today.
And from the same picture, we have a plaintive little appeal.
May I be the only one to say I really fell in love the day I first set eyes on you. And may I, with your very kind permission, could I tell you that my one ambition is to share a love affair with you. Here I wait. Do give me a chance. Do tell me my fate. What is your answer? May I hold you to my heart and pray I will be there beside you when they groom and bride you. May I hear you say I do.
First time up this morning, Jack Jones.
You found another love, I know. To whom it may concern, my heart won't ever let you go. You tore my heart apart when you found somebody new. But you found out that your heart could be broken too. So to whom it may concern, you've learned that heartache has no pretending unconcerned won't stop the tears you try to hide. And when you're all alone with just a memory, that's when I bet you'll learn the one who's most concerned is me.
It was on October 1st, 1963. Late night TV. That's the night Johnny began 30-year reign as the king of late night. Wasn't the first late night show. No, the first one I found, Jerry Lester in Broadway Open House. It was more like burlesque. So Johnny, as the host, came in, curtains would open. No, wait, they never opened. He just pushed them open. Then a little bit of light banter with Ed and Skitch Henderson. Skitch was only there till 66. Then Milton DeLugg took over for 1 year. Then Doc for the duration. Thank you. Skitch Henderson, Nightlife. Here's Skitch.
I went to Hollywood. When the show went to Hollywood, I went there. I wanted to change my life. I wanted to go where, again, what I had that false start in London. And I very much wanted to start a Pops situation here in New York. And I knew that it would never happen as long as I had the security of that paycheck. I also had a farm in Connecticut, and I had kids in school in New York, in or close to New York. And that was one of the most fantastic nights of my life was a night at the Beverly Hills Hotel when Carson gave me a not only a fantastic gift, a Bible, an ancient Bible, the most improbable gifts that from Carson of all people, and then gave me a dinner, a going away dinner at the Beverly Hills Hotel. And he was so thoughtful because he invited people that I'd known in Hollywood as a kid that were, it was so well put together, and then all the music people, of course, too. It was a fantastic night. I've never forgotten it. And I was, it took me a while to crank up what I wanted to do, but I think it was, I think when you get around 60 years old, you should start worrying about what the rest of your life is going to be. And I knew damn sure the rest of my life wasn't going to be a banana in television. And I knew I'd been around television since the beginning, so I knew it was going to change. So I just took a big chance.
Music's music time, friends. I see by the old clock on the wall. They always say that. Hey, fella.
What is it? What's up?
Are you ready to go? What are we going to have tonight?
Oh, we're going to have something reserved for five.
Is that the name of it?
Yes.
It's
reserved for the saxophone section, headed by Mr. Schertzer.
Wonderful group.
And Mr. Klink and Mr. Newsom exchange pleasantries and improvisation.
On the show?
Yes, they do that.
I see. All right. Okay.
How is this in three?
One, two. Who knows?
Skitch Henderson, 1964, with the Car Singer. Man, that's Al Klink. And Tommy Newsome. Tommy wrote so much stuff. Kenosha guy wrote a lot of arrangements for the Tonight Show Band. The NBC Orchestra, as it was called. That's Will Schaefer. This is Milton DeLog. He took over from the band 66 for 1 year. Milton DeLog. Here's Milton talking about his start and end on The Tonight Show, starring Johnny Carson.
A phone call from Art Stark, who said, can you start The Tonight Show tonight? And like I said, I never said no. You know, I didn't have enough sense to say, yep. And he said, show up at 4 o'clock or whatever it was, wear a suit, you know. And I showed up and did the show.
What was it like working with Johnny Carson, just being kind of thrown in there and then?
I must tell you, Johnny was not super friendly. I don't know, congenial, yes, super friendly, no. So he wanted everything to be ad-libbed on his show, so you didn't talk to Johnny before the show went on. The only person who talked to Johnny was Art Stark. And Art made it clear to me, you don't go near Johnny's dressing room.
Keep getting requests, which is true. And we talk about our orchestra or our band.
Orchestra?
What?
Band.
No, it's a band.
What is the difference between a band?
We have no strings.
Is that true, Doc?
Oh, yes, we have.
We don't have any strings tonight, do we? I'm not talking about guitar. I'm talking about violins or
cello. Well, there are strings on that guitar, though. You can't leave them out. There are strings in the piano.
That's right.
But would that
strings
be
in the
there
bass?
Are strings in our shorts.
And a song in your trunks.
I've got rings on
anyway,
my fingers.
Anyway, we've had a lot of requests. They say, mainly from the band, we've had those requests. No, people write and say, hey, we only hear the band when you come back from a commercial or during a station break and the audience is applauding and somebody says, hey, that's the greatest band. And very often, they don't get to hear this group at home often enough because this is one of the great groups of musicians. And I'm so proud to have these guys on the show. So. We'll be right back.
Hey, would you believe? No, you wouldn't unless you heard it here. It's got lyrics. Tutti Camerata, Paul Anka at the microphone.
My heart, there's no defense, dear, nothing so divine. I'll whisper I love you, and then I'll make you mine. Oh, it's really love, dear. I knew it from the start. You came my way, dear, and took away my heart. There's no defense, dear.
Annette Funicello. Music of the Star.
That it's really, really love.
Here's Doc Severinsen.
Johnny made everything work. That show was Johnny. It started in my childhood. I was a little spindly kid in a Western community of all cowboys, and the major point in life for them was to wait for Saturday night, get drunk, and go out and get in a fight with your best friend. I know because they used to come to my dad to get patched up afterwards, 4 o'clock in the morning. I wanted to be, you know, I wanted a place to fit in, and so I went to one rodeo, and my mother made me a red satin shirt, cowboy shirt to wear. And I think that kind of got me started. But, you know, truthfully, when I was a little kid, I was really pretty, how do you say it? I was the town character. And curse words were high on my list of things to say. And I was extremely irreverent at all times, and always looking for a chance to be the clown and all of that. And that kind of stayed with me. And so at one point, Skitch Henderson started kind of pulling me out of the band to do stuff, you know. And I was his assistant leader on a great program we had on NBC Radio. And all that stuff kind of set me up for when Johnny took over the show.
One of the great, great standards. Begin the begin. Doc.
Come on.
Thank you.
Yeah, that's good stuff. Okay. That is good stuff. Sit down.
When they begin the beginning, it brings back the sounds of music so tender. It brings back a night of tropical splendor, brings back a memory evergreen. I'm with you once more under the stars. Under the stars an orchestra's playing. And even the horns seem to be swaying when they begin the beginning. To live it again is past all endeavor, except when the tune clutches my heart. And here we are, swearing to love forever and promising never, never, never to part. What moments divine, and what rapture serene. Two clouds came along to disperse the joys we had tasted. And now when I hear people curse the chance that was wasted, I know but too well what they mean. So don't let them begin the beginning. Let the love that was once a fire remain an ember. Let it sleep like the dead desire that I only remember when they begin the beginning. All right, let them begin the beginning. Make them play till the stars never there before return above you. Till you whisper to me once more, oh my darling, I love you. Then we softly know what heaven we're in when they begin the beginning. When they begin the beginning.
They ask me how I knew my true love was true. I, of course, replied, something here inside cannot be denied. They said someday you'll find all who love are blind. When your heart's on fire, you must realize smoke gets in your eyes. So I chaff them and I gaily laugh to think they could doubt my love. Yet today my love has flown away and I'm without my love. Now laughing friends deride, tears I cannot hide. So I smile and say, when a lovely flame dies, smoke gets in your eyes.
Smoke gets in your eyes.
Once again, Doc Severinsen at the White House, 1987. This is Russell Watson.
Fly me to the moon. Let me play among the stars. Let me see what spring is like on Jupiter or Mars. In other words, hold my hand. In other words, baby, kiss me. Come on, fill my heart with song. Let me sing forevermore. You are all I long for, all I worship and adore. In other words, please be true. In other words, on bass guitar. Come on, fill my heart with joy. Let me sing forevermore. You are all I care about, I worship and adore. In other words, please be true.
All right, who's the first one to sing that? Wrong.
With a million neon rainbows burning below me.
It's this lady, Kay Ballard.
And a million blazing taxis raise. Here I sit above the town in my pet pailletted gown, down in the depths on the 90th floor. The parquet, and at 21 the couples all clamor for more. I'm deserted and depressed in my regal eagle nest down in the depths on the 90th floor.
Yeah, Kay Ballard, you want to hear it? Yeah, I do too. Hold on just a minute. I want to talk about Henry Mancini, Oscar-winning composer. Here he is with Jimmy Carter, 1988.
You with all these Oscars and Grammys, that's really a problem, actually, in your case. You've got so many of them. Where do you put all these things?
Well, they don't take up that much space. You know, they're only this big.
It's a lot of dusting that goes on. That's 20 or so of these things.
Yeah, well, we have a special kind of rag that cleans them, kind of stuff that won't scratch. No, in the living area, not conspicuous or anything. We have the Oscars are in the bar. Then I have a shrine for the Grammys.
Which one mean?
Flowers there every once in a while.
Does one mean more to you than the other? How about all these awards in general? I mean, how do you look at that? I mean, I guess it's recognition for sure of your work. I mean, how do you get your strokes? I mean, is it people buying your records? Is it winning awards?
Well, it's a little of everything, isn't it? It's being able to be in a position where you even, like now, even when I get nominated, like last year I was nominated again for the Grammy. That's pretty good since the Grammy started, 30 years ago? I don't know. We were the first album.
Oh, Mike, there you are.
Thanks, Mark. Well, what was that for?
It's Henry Mancini's birthday.
Mark. What was that about Henry Mancini?
Well, he wrote the song, Moon River. Moon River!
I know the song. What was that about his birthday,
though? Well, 12 years ago, when that song first came out, it was summer and very hot, and Archie came home one day and he said, Edith, I'm taking you on the town tonight. We're going to the Radio City Music Hall and then to Shreve's for a banana split. We're shooting.
Wait a second. Let me get this straight. 12 years ago, you went to Radio City Music Hall, and then you had a banana split.
Archie, what does that have to... was in such a good mood that night, and the stage show at the music hall, the Rockettes were all dressed up like poor little street kids, except they had high heels.
Wait a second. I'm still waiting for Henry Mancini.
Well, that was the picture at the music hall, Breakfast at Tiffany's, and the song in the picture was Moon River.
Oh, by Henry Mancini.
Thank you.
as we was walking up the stairs and we started humming it together. And Archie kissed me.
Oh!
Excuse me. That was the best part of one of the best days in my whole life.
And all because of Henry Mancini.
Yeah. And the whole night came back to me when I was reading in Ed Sullivan's column that today is Henry Mancini's birthday.
Oh, yes.
And I just love my family.
We love you too, Ma.
Oh, I just can't wait for everybody to get home. I hope Archie's in a good mood.
You have to slam the door like that. Gee, I hate that. I really hate that.
Listen, Meathead, when I come home after a hard day's work, that means I've been working hard all day. Why? So I can make money to buy things, like a house. And on that house is a door, which I also bought. Why? So it's when I come home after a hard day's work, I got something to slam after me. Did that answer your question?
Oh, yeah, I guess so. Would it make you feel any better if I told you that today is Henry Mancini's birthday?
You know, Edith really could sing. Here's Edith Stapleton in her real voice. I mean, Gene. 1977, the Tonys.
Broadway musical, Sound of Music. Rodgers and Hammerstein's simple statement of faith and perseverance.
Music of the Stars continues after news and weather. This is the Civic Media Radio Network.
The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.